When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to the Sports Ethos Fantasy MLB Today podcast. I'm Nathan Baker, back again from last week. Of course, we had Anthony yesterday, Paul tomorrow. Follow us all, of course, on X, Paul, Anthony, myself, and everyone involved on the baseball side and otherwise with Sports Ethos. Has tremendous content to help you guys make some money, win your fantasy league, whatever you're looking to do with said information, or even just for someone like myself who cares to look deeper into things than are probably even necessary in some cases. But of course, also check out some of our other pieces. Of course, Lowry does the weather every week. We've got daily pickups every single day for some waiver wire ads, fantasy free agents, and so on. You can follow at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. And that's where you'll hear and see all of our content posted, our podcasts. You may have gotten here from there. Following there, taking a look daily, you'll get stuff from the blurb feed, feature pieces, daily pickups, weather articles, streamer breakdowns. Really, we have it all. And personally, you can follow myself at NBakerNGB. I answer questions about fantasy baseball, sometimes tweet about baseball, sometimes soccer, watching a lot of the Euros and Copa America lately, and very interesting action, except for yesterday. Nobody wants to watch England and Slovenia play out a 0-0 draw. But at least it was entertained on the baseball side of things. Of course, as a Met fan, we always have the Subway Series, if nothing else. It's been a little bit better than nothing else recently with the win streak, the improved runs since the Grimace first pitch, since Francisco Alvarez's return, since the team meeting, since Nimmo got hot, since whatever barometer you want to use. But I also enjoy the yearly Juan Soto postgame comments that get my hopes up that he'd like to come play for the Mets. So, of course, I should know that this usually ends in heartbreak, but I'll get my hopes up. I'll enjoy it while it lasts. Today we'll run through the streamers for today. Small change, actually, in one of the starters who was a streamer for today. I'll run through the streamers for tomorrow and a fade, or fade in half even. Per usual, we have some starters that have not been announced, especially with a few rescheduled games. As I did last week, I'll be tweeting my thoughts on those. Although last week, as a full disclaimer, I hit, I believe, on all of the streamers mentioned on the podcast. And the one option who I mentioned might be okay on Twitter, at least for the Rickwood Field game, was Keaton Wynn, who, of course, was always a high-risk pick, but that one blew up tremendously. So maybe you just listen to me here and ignore. Maybe you bet against whoever I say on Twitter. We'll see whether I can avoid making that a trend. But I want to thank our sponsor before we get into it, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all of the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV. Promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. And Bet Online has, I know, some stuff going on for some of the international soccer games, obviously baseball, of course, year-round. And even at Ethos, I know we're expanding divisions. Eventually, we'll have to get a soccer division going once the United States soccer scene blows up a bit more. But that's something for the future. But nonetheless, football, big time for mock drafts, projections, especially for those who are really savants. So in terms of our streamers for today that Anthony recommended, he mentioned Andrew Abbott against the Pirates, Trevor Rogers against the Royals, Spencer Turnbull against the Tigers, and Colin Ray against Texas. So only a couple of them I'll comment on. The first is Andrew Abbott, who I'll talk about a little later, but his start was pushed back to Thursday. So I'll talk about the Thursday matchup, but no longer consider Andrew Abbott against the Pirates because he's not pitching against the Pirates. Trevor Rogers against KC mentioned. The one thing I wanted to add about Spencer Turnbull at Detroit is that Turnbull, numbers-wise, rate-wise, has been far superior to any of the other streaming options, to the point where if he's able to pick up where he left off, he won't be a streaming option. There is a big caveat there, and that's despite the fact that the Tigers' offense has been horrible recently. It is worth noting that Turnbull had some pitch-tipping issues in Detroit. And generally, going back to your old team, when you've been tipping pitches for a while, is not always a great time of it. And sometimes teams try and avoid those matchups. We saw even the Mets did it with moving Luis Severino up to pitch against the Cubs and not the Yankees. Might have been for other reasons as well. But we've seen it repetitively happen with Steven Matz a couple years ago. That there is blow-up potential purely for that. Now, with that being said, I think Turnbull's a good enough pitcher, and he's been so great for Philadelphia this year, both as a starter and out of the bullpen, that he's a worthwhile pickup. But you do have to consider that it's not going to be a full-length start, given that he's been pitching out of the bullpen. So, you know, expect 4 innings, maybe 5 innings. You hope that you're going to get some good rate stats in there, but you have to consider that if you're really, you know, kind of going big, there you might want to go with other options. His fades were Eric Fetty against the Dodgers, which again, good pitcher, bad matchup, and Ryan Pepiot against Seattle at home. And yeah, Pepiot is one of those high risk, high reward guys. I think he'll figure it out eventually, but obviously, especially for redraft scenarios. But certain, I mean, given where he is right now, you've got to look at what his production is in each given game, and Anthony did a great job of breaking out, breaking down why he felt that was not a great matchup. So for the Thursday streamers, the one I want to start with is, well, as a preview, I have three Thursday streamers. I have one, which is a high risk, high reward, probable fade. And then I have one definite fade. So for the streamers, in order of the way I'd prioritize them, Jordan Montgomery against the Twins. His peripherals this year are bad. He's been pretty bad for the most part this year as a whole. He's attributed a lot of that to his late start, which I think is credible given the way he's pitched over the last couple of seasons. Montgomery even said that he hated spring training and wished it didn't exist, and now he appreciates spring training at, you know, trying to ramp up while everybody is already up to speed. But he's been better recently. And the matchup against the Twins is a good one. Minnesota obviously has been hot for much of the year offensively, and of course they've gotten great production out of some big right-handed bats. But Montgomery's numbers against current Twins is pretty good. Minnesota looks to be cooling off a bit. I hate to say that entirely, but some of the exit velocity numbers are lower than they were a couple of weeks ago. Now, granted, this is a very good offense, regardless of whether you'd like to put credit to them slowing down or not. But I think Montgomery's a good enough pitcher, even if he hasn't shown it this year, that it's a worthwhile stream. And at the very least, I think that the disaster potential is low. Ben Lively against the Royals is going to be the next one that I'll talk about. And I think Lively versus the Royals is not far off Montgomery against the Twins. I think you can make an argument either way in terms of who to prioritize. Lively's not as good of a pitcher, of course, but he's been good this year. He's been decent enough lately. And the Royals have struggled offensively, especially from their outfielders, just haven't gotten the production that they need. And the Royals hitters have mediocre numbers against Lively. Now, you know, he's not the best at limiting quality of contact, but when you consider his strikeout to walk numbers being adequate enough, especially for a streamer, he's not going to kill you at the ratios. Pitching in, pitching in an environment that he's had success in the past, or obviously this year success in, and in the past, I think it's a pretty safe option, Lively against the Royals. So Montgomery against Minnesota and Lively against the Royals would be my two top priorities. Montgomery's owned in more leagues, but if you're able to pick him up, I would go for him as a slight preference. The last streamer I'll mention is Jordan Hicks against the Cubs. And this is a pretty difficult one to break down because of the degree in which Hicks has changed his repertoire and changed his looks this season compared to last. And Hicks obviously used to be a guy who was pumping 100 plus out of the bullpen. He averaged over 100 miles an hour on his four-seamer last year. Or I say four-seamer, he's throwing 90-some percent sinkers of his fastballs. I'm sure the vast majority were sinkers. But he's throwing his sinkers almost exclusively this year as far as fastballs go. Of course, still mixing in off-speed. But his velo is way down. He's reduced his walks drastically. He's reduced his strikeouts drastically, and he's basically become a decent ground ball pitcher. Now, he has tremendous numbers against the Cubs in the past, Cubs hitters at least, but obviously that has to be taken with, I wouldn't even say a game of grain of salt. It really should be disregarded when you consider the fact that Hicks was throwing 102 miles an hour past people, and now he's going to be flipping at 94. It really is a different at-bat. Now, we still had success with this new look. He had a very good start against the Cubs a couple starts ago, not allowing any runs. But I think that given the lack of strikeouts, given the fact that the Cubs did just see the new look Hicks, which I figured would be successful a couple starts ago, but of course now that they've seen him once, will they have more success against him again? It's enough to stream him in deeper leagues, I think, especially if you're looking at 14-plus team leagues, even 12-team leagues. 10 is probably where I draw the line. I don't think you should be looking at Hicks in 18 leagues. There's better options. Even in some of those 18 leagues, we don't talk about them on this podcast because of our 65% ownership guideline. We're not going to talk about guys who are owned in 80-85% of leagues, but some of those guys will be available in your smaller leagues, and Hicks is not on that level. So disregard him there.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
So there's one I wanted to talk about before I get to my definite fade, and that's Drew Thorpe, who has looked really good so far in his very short big league career. He's a pitcher I really like. They're very atypical from what we generally see from high-profile, especially high-profile right-handers coming up from the minors, but a change-up guy has decent stuff otherwise, but really is a change-up guy. He has some say 70, 75, even I've seen 80 grades on his change-up. I'm always very hesitant to assign 80 grades to anything for anyone, just because I like to reserve it for the generational pitch. The Jacob DeGrom fastball can be an 80 grade pitch. The Billy Hamilton speed can be 80 grade speed. So, but nonetheless, he has an outstanding changeup, not super high velo fastball. And against Atlanta is a tough matchup because they have some guys who have really annihilated off speed in their careers. Matt Olson is an example of one of them. And there's more than just him. But Atlanta has not been that great offensively on the season as a whole, but they've shown some really encouraging signs if you're a Braves fan over the last week. And this is where there's serious blowout potential here. He's not going to have a good defense behind him. Now, if he has a good start, the ratios are probably going to be pretty good. So if you're looking for a little bit of a gamble, especially in a categories league, it's not a terrible idea to go with Drew Thorpe. Now, this is either very deep points leagues or still fairly deep categories leagues. I would not really, in any circumstance, prefer him over the three streamers that I mentioned purely for the risk. And you can't ignore that legitimate risk factor. With a young pitcher who has not been tested against top lineups, and it can be called the Braves lineup a top lineup. Maybe calling them mid, as Michael Kay dubbed them on the weekend, might be a little harsh, but it is an unknown, and enough so that I wouldn't prioritize it. In terms of a straight fade, this is actually pretty easy, and it's one who Anthony recommended against the Pirates, but is now Andrew Abbott is now facing the Cardinals. So for Abbott against the Cards, I would avoid him honestly in all formats. I would not be starting Abbott unless you're in some league where there's no transaction limit and there's no start limit and pitchers don't get negative points, in which case you can start six starters. But in any realistic non ridiculous custom format, I'd avoid Andrew Abbott. And the reasoning for that is multi-layered. Despite the fact that his, worth noting, his peripherals are better than any of the streamers that I mentioned, he's just a better pitcher than all of them, other than Montgomery, whose peripherals are poor, but is obviously an excellent pitcher who's just getting loose as the season's concerned. But with Abbott, the Cardinals have hit him well in the past, very well in the past, especially their big guys, Goldschmidt, Arenado. There are a couple potential grasps of hope with Abbott in that he's throwing the changeup more. It might offset some of that imbalance against right-handed hitters, particularly Goldie and Arenado. The fact that Goldie and Arenado are older and less effective than they were and continually getting older and less effective, it seems, is a factor. But the Cardinals have been swinging it well. And even their left-handers, Gorman, Burleson, Donovan, especially Donovan, their left-handers have been hitting lefties. And I really don't see this being worthwhile in any format. Obviously, look, he's a good pitcher. He's capable of having great starts, more so than most of the others that I mentioned. But the blow-up potential here is big. Abbott is a pretty easy fade given those bad numbers against the Cardinals. The stuff doesn't profile well against them. And the Cardinals have been hitting. The three streamers to recap are Jordan Montgomery against the Twins, Ben Lively against the Royals, and Jordan Hicks against the Cubs. The latter of those three, particularly in deeper leagues. Drew Thorpe against the Braves is more or less a fade, although I did mention that if you're in a deep categories league and you want to take a punt on someone who might do well for you strikeouts-wise, then Thorpe, I think, is a good option. And if he's able to get ahead of Braves hitters with that, with this fast one, save the changeup, there's potential there for Thorpe to shine, but definitely not worth taking a risk on in most leagues. And Abbott is the easy fade now against the Cardinals. So hopefully you did not yet pick him up from his now pushed back start that Anthony recommended against the Pirates. So those are our four. I will, per usual, tweet about the additions if any of them are appropriate to tweet, which I'm sure they will. Again, a series of them have not been announced. This part of which is just the day of the week that this lands on. Whenever you're talking about a Thursday, obviously some teams are off. The teams that are not off sometimes want to use starters for extra days of rest, given how many teams like to have their starters on 5 days now. It'll eventually be a thing. I mean, I think it's inevitable that we'll be looking 5-10 years and that the new norm won't be 4 days of rest. It'll be 5 days of rest. At that point, it's just a question of whether we see the league adjust via spreading out the schedule more or reducing the number of games. Hopefully not, at least in my opinion. Potentially even expanding the time in which the playoffs take place. But most of all, we've got to petition Major League Baseball to end that stupid extra inning runners rule, ruining all of my tremendous memories of watching 18-inning, 19-inning, 20-inning games. Not as if they were that frequent, but that's kind of the point. You take away some of the novelty, and hey, look, at the end of the day, might it retain a bit more of the attending crowd, and when a game goes to the 10th, knowing that it's likely to end, sure. But you're not getting concession sales at that point anyway. The only reason for it is the time of game stat, or to try and make walk-offs a little bit more inevitable. It's not great for the game, but of course, you know, feel free to disagree with me. Tell me why I'm wrong. I feel pretty strongly about it, but we'll have to see whether the Players Association can work their magic, as it often seems like they can. But don't forget to follow at EthosFantasyBB for all of our great content that comes out daily. Don't forget to follow me at NBakerNGB for both my comments on the announced pitcher streams, which I will tweet out on Thursday before the lock times, or late Wednesday night, depending on whether they've been announced by then. And don't forget, this episode, as usual, is presented by Bet Online. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Peace.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold wave filter. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.